floods. Around 10,000 households in Kisumu County that were severely impacted by recent floods have started receiving much-needed relief supplies donated by the United Arab Emirates, UAE, in partnership with the Kenya Red Cross, KRC. The devastating floods, which struck in April, displaced thousands of residents from Nyando, Muhoroni, Kadabo, and Kisumu East sub-counties. Heavy rainfall caused Lake Victoria to backflow and River Nyando to burst its banks, resulting in widespread destruction. The KRC has begun distributing humanitarian aid to affected communities, with 1,600 families in Agenya, Ombaka, and Kadiambo sub-locations receiving food and non-food items at a ceremony attended by officials from the UAE Embassy in Kenya. The delegation was led by Dr. Ahmed Saif Al-Mansouri, UAE's Minister for Foreign Affairs. In Kadiambo sub-location, the situation remains dire. Many displaced families are hesitant to return to their village, due to safety concerns. The area was completely cut off, and accessing certain parts still requires a boat as the floodwaters has not fully receded, said Michael Buodo, chief of Kawino South Location. Head of Operations Disaster Management at KRC, Indigila Venant emphasized that the relief aid is crucial in helping the affected communities in recovering from the losses and in alleviating their suffering. This assistance is critical for families who have not only lost their homes but also facing significant disruption to their livelihoods due to the floods, Venant stated. Beneficiaries pack the food and non-food relief aid from UAE government during the distribution exercise in Nyangande area, Kadabo sub-county. The United Arab Emirates, UAE, has partnered with the Kenya Red Cross to issue relief assistance to 10,000 households that were impacted by recent floods in Kisumu County. Photo by Robert Ojwang. The families have received essential items such as wheat flour, maize flour, blankets, water jerry cans, and tents to aid in the rehabilitation of their shelters. Kadabo Deputy County Commissioner Gabriel Othina expressed gratitude for the timely intervention, noting that the UAE's support would make a meaningful difference in the lives of the flood victims. The recurrent flooding in this area has severely disrupted local lives, forcing many to rely on well-wishers for basic needs support, Othina remarked. Thaddeus Arodi, a village elder from Kasawindi South, urged authorities to enforce long-term flood control measures like constructing the Koru Swan Dam and building dikes along River Nyando banks to control water overflow. Venant reiterated that KRC is also actively advocating for permanent flood control solutions as a lasting solution for the region's flooding and address the community's predicaments. We are pushing for the construction of dams upstream and dikes along the lakeshore and riverbanks to mitigate the flow of water into the villages in future, he said. The National Disaster Operations Center, NDOC, reported that, as of June 2024, the floods had claimed 315 lives and displaced over 293,000 people across Kenya. The partnership, Venant added, targets to directly support 50,000 households in Kisumu, Garissa, Busia, Tana River, and Homa Bay counties that were severely impacted by the latest floods. UAE government, he said, has donated approximately $1.9 billion, $15 million, aimed at providing immediate relief and strengthening community resilience ahead of the rainy season.